Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Thanks for joining us. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on holding focus of attention consistently, no matter what. We tune into that frequency of holding focus of attention consistently, 100% consistently, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're being, no matter what, in everything you do, in your work, in your play, in your loving, in your working out conflict, in your happiness, in your joy, in your divine love, and in gratitude, holding focus of attention. But before we get into it, I always think to talk about what we're doing here, you know, at the end of the show, but we're normally in such a zone at the end of the show that it feels kind of sacrilegious to actually talk about anything we're doing, but I want to let people know what we're doing. There's quite a few things going on right now at the Institute that I want to let you know about. First of all, we have online sound healing classes that are starting up again next week on Tuesday, although you could start the week after if you wanted to. And so you could do them from anywhere as long as you have a computer that has a fast broadband access, DSL. And then you just get a headset and plug it into your computer, and we show you how to hook it up. And we talk through the computer using Skype or another program. And also you can see our computer, so if we have any graphics or anything we're going to show, you can see it on our computer. And we just finished our first semester, and it's been really, really powerful, really interesting, because, you know, I was wondering how much we could do over the internet, but we can tone together, we can do sound healing on each other, even do sound healing on each other silently, so we can do distance healing on each other. We practice that as well. We've even done voice bios where we've analyzed the voice over the internet. You know, of course, there's a lot of information about tuning forks, information about a wide range of things in sound healing as far as sacred geometry. The sacred geometry class works really well online because we're, you know, with any PowerPoints that are going on, you can see the whole PowerPoint. So that's happening starting next week, and it's on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time, San Francisco time, and then Saturday mornings from 10 to 1. So that's with the live instructors, so it's a real person the whole time, and everybody gets to know each other really well. Often we do have you do toning of your day, make the sound of your day. We show how to release stuck emotions and release stuck energy in the body, full range of stuff. And if you can't make those times, then we record all the classes, and you can watch the classes online or download them to take the whole course as well. And we have videos of our conferences, so you can take it totally on your own time. And we have one woman right now that's been doing that. She's been going through major transformations. It's been really, really, really effective, actually, just because, you know, you still tone along with the video and everything. And so it's just like you're there in the class, except you can't give feedback or ask questions is the only problem. But if it doesn't work for your schedule, at least it's a way to still do the classes. So that's, you can start that anytime. And then we also just scheduled a summer intensive. Every year we've done like 4 or 5 weeks, and this year we're just doing 2 weeks just so people could fly out and take the program. And it's from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night for 14 days, from June 8th through the 20th. And it's intensive. It's very intensive. You are immersed in sound. You know, at first, when we first did this, I thought we might kill people, you know, having them go nonstop from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You do get lunch and dinner, though. But no, you know, what happens is people get in the zone. And when you get in the zone, you go deeper and deeper. When you do sound, you know, for that many days in a row, you get into a whole space where you can access deeper emotions, get more consistently connected to spirit, a full range of things. So it's worked out really well. Of course, you can't do any reading or studying, you know, people normally the next 6 months after the class, you're doing all the reading and studying then. So that's how it works. But if you're interested, let us know. You know, of course, the website is soundhealingcenter.com. And our phone number is 415-777-2486, 415-777-2HUM, 2HUM, to hum. And also, you can call our 800 number if you like, which is 800-9000-MIX. 800-9000-MIX. We also have the summer program, the normal summer program that's 3.5 months starting May 18th. And that's 3 nights a week with some weekends. And if you don't want to, you know, do a very intensive. And the cool thing is you can also do a combination of all three of these courses. You could look at the schedule online and do some with the normal program, some in the intensive, or you could do the intensive and supplement the rest of the classes online, because the intensive is not the full certificate, although we do give a certificate of completion just for the intensive. If you wanted to do the full thing, we've got it set up so the other classes synchronize or fill in the classes that aren't in the summer intensive. So there's a lot of possibilities for ways you could do the online recording classes. The other thing we have happening is starting this week, we've got the online recording sound healing music production course. There is nothing on the planet like this. When I say this, I'm really serious. There's nobody that teaches sound healing music production anywhere. I've checked it out. So, you know, it's really interesting. We get into how to use binaural beats in your music production. We're using Pro Tools. And so you have to have Pro Tools, which is only $350. And we go through how to use equalization, how to think of frequencies based on chakras, how to use effects and how effects affect different brain waves, how they create different emotional states, how you can train, how you can use your frequencies and your music and your tempo and everything together to access, you know, things like divine love or higher frequencies of spirit. You know, how to use intention in your music while you're recording to really make your music much more powerful. I mean, I remember, you know, when I used to do recording, I used to just try to get people to really, just really get into it and really feel good. And now, you know, when I do recording, we start with, okay, what is your intention? And I hold that frequency as they're holding the frequency while they're singing or playing their instrument. And it makes the music so much more powerful. We'll talk more about that in a little while because I'm going to be playing a recording where we held intention as well. And so we go through, final thing is we go through how to create a musical hologram where you, set the tempo of your song to the actual pitch, because every pitch has an actual tempo. If you slow down, G, it's gonna, at a certain point, it's gonna become an actual, rhythm. And so there's a specific rhythm that corresponds to each pitch. So you set your tempo to the pitch, then you set your binaural beats to entrain you into a certain brainwave state that's also in time with the pitch and the tempo. Then you set your breath rate that you play your music to the tempo and pitch and binaural beat brainwave state. So you get everything going together in a whole hologram where all the parts are talking to each other, and it's really powerful. You can also do this and tune it to your root soul frequency. So we teach all of that in the sound healing music production course. We also have, that's 11 weeks starting this week. So if you're interested, in fact, we're doing a makeup class tonight immediately after, but we could do another makeup if you want to get started right away. And then we've got another class here in sound healing music production that's much longer, that's the full 3.5 months. It's at the Institute starting May 18th. If you wanted to be here and use our equipment, we have 4 recording studios. So we've got the sound healing classes, we've got the music production classes. Then we also have the Sound of Love class coming up, and it's really a sweet class, you know. We use sound in various aspects, sound and music, and meditations with sound and music to help people access love for themselves, love in social relationships, that's personal relationships and loving relationships, and then also to access divine love. And it's a 2-day workshop on May 9th and May 10th, and Kathleen and Sylvina and myself are doing the class, and it's really, really powerful. I mean, every class, you know, by the second day, you're just in the zone. And it's really all about accessing more love to bring to your life, to bring to your work, and to bring to your relationships. And most importantly, to bring to any healing work you're doing on yourself or others. That's May 9th and 10th here at the Institute. We also do have a version of that online as well. And then we've got an open house here at the Institute on April 19th, Sunday, April 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. And, you know, we go through what we do in the classes, but more than anything, we take people through meditations to connect them to divine love, to connect to spirit, to connect to root frequencies, and we play with binaural beats to entrain into delta or theta or alpha, and just do a full range of toning and chanting and things to really just get you as high as possible and as grounded as possible at the same time. So that's free, and that's April 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. Then, on May 3rd, and May 2nd, and May 3rd, we're doing a research days from 11 to 1 or 2 for people with Parkinson's. And as I mentioned before on the radio show, we found that our treatments on the chair and we have a new rotating sound chair. Our music has been really effective in helping reduce symptoms, to help people with sleep. And so we're doing a research project with some people that want to volunteer. We'll be videotaping people and doing an intake and an outtake as to an evaluation as to what's going on before and after the treatment. And the point of this is to get some data so that we can put it into a research or a grant proposal so we can do a major research project to see, you know, what's going on with why our music and the chair and all is working so well so far. Only had a few people in, but it's been really really effective. And so if you know anybody, especially in the area that has Parkinson's, you know, let them know and give us a call. And so that's May 2nd and May 3rd. And, of course, that's free also. As well, we have Kathleen is going to be doing some classes. And let me hold on one second. Yeah? No. So the first class is, let's see, let me pull it up here about what the class is about. I should have had it pulled up. Or maybe, no, maybe she's coming over. She will tell you about it if she's here. So the first class is on the Divine Feminine. And then also we'll have her tell you about the treatment she's doing, alchemical healing as well, if she likes. Okay. Okay, here's Kathleen.
So the first class is called Embodying the Sacred Feminine Through Myth and Movement. And this class is inspired through my own journey of embodying the feminine in a whole way, which comes into very practical uses in my daily life and also connects me to the greater whole of the spirit of the feminine as well. And it's a really fun class because we practice embodying different qualities of the different faces of the divine feminine and moving them in kind of theatrical ways and just really getting their essences into the body, as well as hearing their stories and the stories that have been told about them. So we'll be covering different goddesses from different cultures, from Greek to Hindu to Asian, all different cultures, and their take on what is the feminine in all of her different faces and all her different qualities. And then how can we bring those qualities into our life? And which ones do we already bring in quite well? And which ones maybe don't we bring in and could actually help balance us out in ways in emotionally, physically, and spiritually? So it's a really fun movement class and sharing class with women embodying the sacred feminine. It's really meant for women who are on a path of, like a spiritual path of wholeness, or women who just feel called to do movement in a sacred way. So that's the first class, and that's coming up in May 30th. And then the other class that I'm teaching is transforming your shadow and resonating more light. And this is really about how to work with those places and those qualities in us that come up and really trigger us and or get us down, or reoccurring issues in our relationships and those patterns that just don't seem to go away, and those places where we just wish, you know, we lose our head or lose our patience or anyways. We're going to look at why does that happen, and how can we become more conscious of those and help transform them so that those they actually come to a more place of light. And my feeling on it is I'd rather have my demons in front of me than behind me. And and a lot of this becomes from Jungian psychology, which is the idea that our unconscious, or that which we do not know, actually controls or influences most of what we do. So it's what we don't know about ourselves, what we don't identify ourselves as or with, that really influence our life, our choices, our energy, our relationships, our work, and so on. So it's my passion and path to be aware of those things. And so I have many, many tools and ways to bring those aspects of ourselves to the forefront so we can see them and integrate them and ultimately become more whole and feel more balanced in our lives and have a fuller range of perspective and really a fuller range of things to pull from, as well as who we really are, who we truly are. So those are the two classes I'm teaching currently. And then I also have a healing practice called Therapeutic Alchemy. If you'd like to know more about that, you can check out my website at 123alchemy.com. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Here's David.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I'd like to mention that for the both of the classes that Kathleen has done, she's done a thesis, a master's thesis, where she researched all the different archetypes and all the different myths and everything that go into the feminine. And so it's a really interesting, well-informed class, because she's done so much research about all the different myths out there. And so she's one of the few people that has really done her homework. And then same with transforming the shadow aspect. She's really looked into how to transform shadow, not only from the Jungian perspective, but also from by way of myth and transformation in different tales and myths and such. So I really highly recommend it. And then she's now using sound as an aspect of it as well. And so it's very cool. Also, I highly recommend her as a as a healer as well. If you have anything, she works with a lot of really powerful beings, and also really she's quite amazing. And so she's starting to do phone work as well. So that's kind of what's going on at the school. A lot of stuff going on. So if you're interested, check out soundhealingcenter.com. So much for commercials or for letting you know what we're doing, just allowing you to know what we're doing, just so we can continue the overall work of raising consciousness on the planet. But the biggest problem with raising consciousness on the planet is losing our focus. And it's really a major problem in our society. Losing our focus. It's, you know, talking with people, you know, it seems like one of the biggest culprits that causes us to lose our focus is TV. You know, especially, I mean, there's some TV that, you know, I've watched that really good. I mean, there's some stuff on public TV that's good. I mean, still you have the flickering that is, you know, not good for you at all. And really it's entraining your brain into an inconsistent frequency, because the vibration coming through is not consistent in the flickering. And there are some shows that can bring through spirit. I've seen quite a few, even some music, but most of TV is really based on changing perspectives, changing cuts from one camera angle to another. There was a study that one of our previous instructors, Joshua Leeds, did, where he showed that when they change from one camera angle to another, it takes your mind about 5 seconds to reorient itself as to where you are. And in that 5 seconds, you are in a state of chaos. You are really trying to figure out where you are. And now, with the way TV is, I mean, they're doing cuts faster and faster. And a lot of the shows, it's like, cut, 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 cut. You know, some of the movies, it's like, cut. I mean, it's so quick that it's like, it totally throws you off balance. And it's exhilarating. It's invigorating. But it really entrains you into not being able to hold your attention for a long period of time. It contributes to ADD. It contributes to just a short attention span. And it's also not only in TV, but of course it's in movies. It's in our society, just flashing lights, you know, just driving down the road in a city, just going into like a restaurant with all the different stuff going on, all the noise going on. There's so many things that are trying to take our attention away from whatever we're on. Particularly the noise and the sounds around us. This is amazing. There's Joshua Leeds himself has done a book on this. There's actually a few books on the noise pollution that's going on around us and how it affects us. It's just amazing. I mean, I'm just sitting here right now just noticing there's, you know, outside I can hear the cars going by. You know, I've gotten used to not really paying attention to it. But if you just walk out on the street, just one motorcycle going by, it's like, oh my God, to be able to hold focus of attention when that's going on is amazing if you can. You know, if you're just in a restaurant or even as a store, all the noise that's going on, just one plane. I just looked up right now and there's a plane flying by. You know, one plane going by. You know, or just the, not only that, but there's the frequency of the inconsistent thoughts of, not only from yourself, but from others around you. You know, thoughts that jump. You know, there's there's just so much potential chaos around us in sound, in the light around us, in the touch, even the touch we get around us, that stops us or distracts us from completing a complete thought. And, you know, the best way I think of it is a complete thought is a cycle of nature. If you're living in nature, you know, if a bird comes flying by and goes, you know, and screeches, that might distract you. But there's this whole pattern. First of all, the sound of that bird is in just intonation tuning system, which is based on the harmonic structure of sound, which is based on the weight of each vertebrae in your back, which is also based on the distance between the planets, which is also based on the mathematical structure of energy at the quantum level. So even just that distracting sound of a bird that's distracting you is actually tuning you in, because everything about that bird is tuned into a natural cycle. Every sound in nature is a part of a natural cycle. So every sound, even if it's distracting, it's probably distracting you back into nature. It could distract you from your thought, but, you know, still it's distracting you into another natural flow. So that's what I think of as a consistent focus, is a natural flow. And, you know, there's quite a few different study or fields of study that talk about what this natural flow is. And I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, it's just something that just feels like a consistent, I guess the best way I can explain it is it's a consistent, smooth roller coaster. Consistent, slow, moving roller coaster. In fact, you might even think of it as multiple levels of a roller coaster. You might be following thoughts or feeling very smoothly, but below that, there's a real connection to the planet that, and it's the way that your energy is synchronizing with the energy of the planet, which is a really slow roller coaster. It's the way that your thoughts, your feelings are synchronizing with everything else. And if they're synchronizing, then you're in the flow. Okay? I mean, the most basic concept, of course, is just remembering where you're at or holding. I mean, if you're doing thoughts or discussion, that's one thing. But the other aspect of it is to think of focus as a sound. When you think of focus of attention as a sound, then the correlating sound is a vowel sound, a consistent vowel sound. Consonants are not consistent. Every consonant is either ka, da, ba, ga, 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 na, a, p, p, t. They're not consistent sounds. You can create a rhythm with them that could be consistent. But the main consistent sound are vowels. Ooh, oh, ah, eh, eem. So when you're focused on something, let me, 1 second, because I just thought of a good example of how TV affects people, especially kids. I was in a previous relationship. This woman had a daughter who was 9 years old, and whenever she would work on anything, on any projects, even if she was working on the computer doing Photoshop or working on art or working on anything, it was just amazing to watch how focused she was when she was working on her project. I mean, she was totally 100% in it with no distraction. And I thought about it. She didn't grow up with TV. So she was able to do this whole focus completely on whatever she was doing. So when you're in that focused space on whatever you're doing, whether it is, you know, I've mentioned a wide range of things, whether it's, you know, doing something in work or even thinking about something, love, joy, communication, whatever you're doing. When you are totally focused, you're in like a trance. It's almost like a trance. It's not quite like a trance. I always think of trances as something that is almost carrying you more than you actually being having a more of a directional. There's different levels of trance, but still there's a certain level of consistency. Let me give you a good example here. Okay, this is interactive time. Okay, what we did in class last week is we set an intention of holding focus 100% of the time. Okay, so we practiced a little bit. First of all, as far as the intention, we actually took it even a bit further. And we set it to not only to help yourself hold focus 100% of the time, but also to help resonate a field that will help everybody on the planet hold focus 100% of the time. So we then took it to a much higher level of responsibility with this intention. And one of the students said, well, what about the people that are doing bad stuff? You know, do you want them to hold focus of attention? And I thought, my first thought was, well, if they're really holding focus of attention, they're most likely not going to be doing something bad anyway. But they could, you know, in the long run. But they could still. So we changed it a little bit anyway to helping everybody on the planet hold focus 100% of the time if they're doing good. You know, if they're doing good. Okay? So we practice it, and that's what I want to do right now, is I want to have you practice it, okay, and see what percentage of time you can hold this focus. And I'm just going to do like a one-minute toning where I'm holding this intention. Again, it's about holding focus perfectly consistently of the intention of holding focus for everybody on the planet who are doing good. And so I'm going to tone with that intention. And I want all of you, if you like, you can tone along with me if you like, or just hold the intention consistently as you can. Okay? Okay. Ooh. doing that, I heard a siren outside. Perfect. Just perfect. Okay. So, now check in on yourself and ask yourself, what percentage of the time were you holding 100% focus while with that intention, while toning, or if you just held your intention? I was only about 80, maybe 85% myself. First of all, because my voice was breaking up, that threw me off a little bit. And then when the siren went by, I had a thought there, but immediately went back. So I was pretty consistent, actually. And I was able to do it because I let that focus of attention ride on the frequency of the actual note that I was making. So I could hold that focus in the note. So my intention was melded with the frequency. So my intention and the note were basically the same. I made the sound of holding that intention. Okay? So that made it much easier for me because I could, it's easy to keep a consistent tone going and to keep that focus and keep that as the grounding aspect of my focus. Okay? So check in with yourself. So what percentage were you able to do it? Here's the deal. If you can get to 100% of the time, you're 100% focused with absolutely no distraction at all in your intention, that intention becomes so powerful that it can do miracles. That intention added to sound and music is amazing because that frequency of that intention, even if you're not synchronizing it to the sound, there is a frequency that is created from that consistent intention. And that frequency, if it's consistent, that vibration goes into yourself and it goes into whoever you're working with, and it people get it. What's cool about it is that frequency of that intention gets recorded in whatever sound you're doing. So if you record it and then play it back, it's been proven that it gets carried through the music to the playback system. So your intention still gets carried into the listener whenever they play it back. Now, the next step is get a room full of people holding the attention. If you get a room full of people holding intention, the same intention, and all of them are doing it 100% consistently as if in a trance, oh my God, now we're talking a major healing force, a major transformational force of light. This is what Master Shah does. Master Shah will get a group of 250 people on a phone call, and he'll say, okay, everybody help me. Focus your intention on healing this one person. And then the person goes, I'm healed. And he's done major healings this way. Over and over and over, they say that it's exactly what John of God does down in South America as well. He uses everybody's intention, everybody's batteries to amplify an intention. Okay? So, if you're doing any recording, well, first of all, if you're doing live music, then this is really wonderful. If you have anybody that needs anything, it's basically the same idea of like, you know, hundreds of people praying for one person that's sick. It's a similar idea, you know. But if you have a room full of people, even if everybody is not singing or playing the music, even if you got a recording session going on and there are people out there singing and playing, if the recording engineer and everybody in the room, in the studio, so not even singing, are helping hold that intention consistently, it amplifies the power of that music exponentially. It is so critical. It is so important. It's because it's so powerful. So, this is what we did. We practiced holding the intention of nonstop focus for everybody on the planet consistently that's doing good. And last week we did this recording session with the class where we did, first of all, I played a keyboard. And we had everybody gather around me and held the intention. These guys were really good, too. I've got a good sound healing class right now. And I asked them, okay, what percentage? And almost every one of them said, oh, I was holding it 100% of the time. So while I was playing synthesizer, we held it 100% of the time. First of all, we chose a key, the key of G, which is the Mixolydian mode that actually fits this intention really well. So we did it in the key of G. We then added binaural beats to entrain people into alpha, which is the state that is the best for holding attention. Alpha. So in this recording, we have synthesizer, we have binaural beats in alpha to help you hold your intention, intention or attention, both of them. And we have the students and myself toning for about 2 hours. We did multiple tracks, multiple takes. It's only a 10-minute recording. And all the time, we were really careful to hold that intention consistently. So we've got a lot of powerful held intention to help you hold your focus intention here. Okay. So if you like, tone along with this and hold your intention. You're welcome just to listen. But if you like, tone along with it and hold your intention for holding your focus of attention consistently for the rest of your life and for everybody to hold it consistently that's doing good. Okay. Enjoy. This is 100% focus of attention. Are you there, Don? You know, what's really amazing is when you really tap into it, you tap into this whole field of thousands and thousands of people who are holding that focus of attention perfectly still perfectly consistently all the time. And when you tap into that field, it makes it much easier for you to do it. And the more we all do it, the more that field grows and makes it easier for everybody to do it. So I meant to play a recording without all the ad-libs on top of it, so I've got a recording of this if you're interested that is actually much more stable without the singing on top of it. But there you go, holding focus of attention. Ride the sound wave to help you do it. So as we move on into the evening, hold your focus of attention. Slow down and tap into the flow where that focus of attention is 100% consistent into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the rest of the week, into the months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead.